The work I do in this world changes lives. Is that something you say about your services, your programs, whatever you do to help people transform? I know that I was not saying that a few years ago. And now I do. So what is the difference between the before and after?
Welcome to the Social Media Love Podcast, where you will discover how to get more clients on social media with proven social selling strategies. And now, your host, social media marketing coach, influencer, speaker, and founder of Social Media Love, Angelique Binet.
Social media, love it or hate it? In a world where the average daily screen time is almost 7 hours a day, including social media, how can women entrepreneurs get a piece of this marketplace and finally fall in love with their fear of becoming visible? I.e. sharing their voice, ideas, stories, irresistible lucrative offers, beliefs, leadership and expertise with a community of like-minded individuals in a way that feels good, genuine and healthy. This show is exactly about this. Via storytelling, interviews and social media marketing tutorials, every week we add a piece to the puzzle. Welcome to Social Media Love Show and welcome to the conversation.
So I had a beautiful exchange with one of my clients recently regarding the fact that she didn't feel comfortable with the idea of saying in her content that her work changes lives. And to be totally transparent, I was the same before until I discovered this. Number one, you know, the more you work on yourself, the more you realize that when those type of expressions makes you cringe, it's because they activate something in you. And for me, what I see in myself, right, and any of the women I work with, or even anybody, actually, when you don't believe that the work you do in this world changes someone else's life, it reflects to you that you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe you're enough. And we all have a lack of worthiness in us that we heal, you know, years, month after month. We heal the little girl in us, especially when you do sales and marketing. It comes and get you in the little corners that you kind of ignore for the last few decades. Okay, so what I see and what I've been through is that the more you believe that the work you do in this world can and will change lives, the more you believe not only in yourself, but you believe in your services, and you believe in your clients. Can you feel the difference? Believing in yourself, every woman wants to believe in herself more and more, right? But believing in your services, when you start believing in your services, just imagine what it is to sell them so much lighter because you so believe in them. So you can believe in your services from a place of conviction, but also because so many of your clients are telling you the difference your services made, right? But sometimes we're so much into our not enoughness that we don't even let those testimonials come in. Or when people share how much the fact that they are working with you as a coach or service-based consultant or whatever, you know, it's how we are able to open ourselves to receive, you know, how we impact and influence others. That's number one. The other thing is the belief in your clients. You know, when I started to say that my services are literally life-changing, business-changing, game-changers, it really started when I stopped carrying my clients And I believed in their inner drive to engage in an engagement of work with me from a place of abundance and radical responsibility, that the end game is in their hand. And I trust that with every woman I work with, that she is fully, radically responsible of the work she does in the engagement we have together. And I fully believe in her success right from the get-go, and I fully love her right from the get-go. It's a done, right? So when you start believing in your clients and not questioning them, this is why it's very important to engage with clients you love. You believe in their mission, you believe in their vision, you even see them bigger than they see themselves. And then you start believing in your services, because, and that's gonna be my final point. You may say, like, well, you know, I'm selling services to, I don't know, to take care of my swimming pool. Okay? How do I change life? Or, you know, how does a career coach change his life or whatever? Well, big time, because of the next thing I want to tell you. When you start changing and transforming the way you are, the way you feel, and the way you behave in any special field of your life, professional, personal, health, finance, spiritual, when you change in one aspect of your life, you change all the other aspects of your life, because what you do in one aspect of your life, it's the same way you do the things in other aspects of your life. So let's say relationships. If you're hiding in relationships, if you're not speaking your voice in relationships, if you're not expressing yourself in relationship, if you have a lot of fear around being who you are, guess what? For example, in your marketing, this is going to be a ripple effect. It's going to be duplicated. It's going to be the same with your money. It's going to be the same with any aspect of your life. The way we show up in one part of our life is the way we show up in all the other parts of our life. So no matter what you do, when you do it from a place of full conviction, full service, that you can change someone's life by helping them with one aspect of their life, which is your expertise. So for me, it's online visibility and marketing. Then you change people's life, because they're going to learn new ways of approaching, having perspective of bringing solutions or asking for what they want, and become a new person in that field. That's going to have a ripple effect in their relationships, in their relation to their body, in their relation to others, in their finances, in anything. I hope that helps to kind of debug the myth around the fact that you change lives when you are a coach, or when you are a consultant, or you are anybody who sells services to help others transform an area of their life. That was the boost of the day. I hope it brings clarity. Let me know what resonates in everything I tell you, because this is huge. This is huge and game changer. And I think it's how I finally crossed the six-figure mark in my business, by changing my belief system. So let me know what you think. I really want to hear you in the comments. I need to hear you. Tell me what resonates or what bugs you. Okay, ciao.
So I hope all of this really helped you today. And the most important thing that I want you to remember is that no matter what you do every day, with your online visibility, the most important thing is to actually ask yourself every day those two questions. Who do I need to be today to generate more leads or collaboration opportunities online? Who do I need to be today? And the other one is, what can I do today to generate leads from social media today? And then literally when you ask this to yourself, I would really recommend that you first do a round of three deep breathing techniques, whatever you use, could be just deep breath, three round through your nose, exhaling through your nose, closing your hearts, your eyes, if you want. And then ask yourself, who do I need to be today to generate new leads and potential collaboration using social media? And listen to the answer inside. Once you have the answer, write it down and take action right away. And then the other one is, what can I do today to generate leads from social media? Listen in, and then boom, you hear it, take notes, and take action. And I'm not talking about something that is 3 hours, okay? Tiny, mini actions, but that's what makes the difference. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode around, you know, your belief system around your online visibility in your business, in your relationship to your clients, and to your mission. So if you have found any value in this, I really encourage you to leave me a review, because the more reviews we get below the podcast means that more people are going to see the podcast and can hear all those juicy episodes that help you move the needle. And I would love, you know, if you think that this is not enough for you and you want to go deeper, send me a message either on LinkedIn at Angélique Binet or on Instagram, which is Social Media Love in English, like the name is actually Social Media Love in English, or just to my email. If you're an email person, it's contact@socialmedialoveab, which is my name, angeliquebinet.com, contact@socialmedialoveab.com. And I can definitely send you more info about the programs we have around the mindset of your visibility, as well as how to audit right now your foundation online to make sure that it's really well connected to your sales system. We do this and more, but that's the two main, programs that I would love to talk to you about if you're ready to become visible online using your voice, your ideas, your stories, your irresistible offers, your belief, your expertise, leadership. This is it. So until now, have a great day and keep rocking. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Social Media Love Podcast from Angélique Binet. If you want to grow your product or service business with social media, visit socialmedialoveab.com.